A 16-year-old Palestinian boy has been indicted by an Israeli military court for recruiting other Palestinian children as suicide bombers. Palestinian parents are alarmed by militants attempting to lure their children into carrying out attacks against Israel. The West Bank city of Nablus, a militant stronghold, has been the site of a number of recent high-profile cases. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to Nablus. She has this report.
Awad Hosni Hamdan sits in his Nablus home, in the room where his teenage daughter Reem used to sleep. His oldest child has not been here since April 2003, when Israeli soldiers arrested her and two of her classmates on suspicion of planning a suicide attack. Reem's father says there was no indication that his daughter, a good student, was preparing to kill anyone, let alone herself.
Nothing called our attention about her behavior. She only went from school back to the house and vice versa. Our daughter was never engaged in any side activities.
According to the indictment, Reem conspired to detonate a suicide bomb in a Tel Aviv clothing store. On March 25th, almost a year to the date of her arrest, she was convicted following a plea bargain and sentenced to 32 months in jail. Her heavily pregnant mother struggles to her feet to fetch Reem's most recent letter.
My beloved mother, I don't want you to cry ever. I miss your eyes. I miss your touch. You are my heart. My beloved father, I feel the shock in your eyes. But every time you came to a hearing, I saw you smiling at me.
Awad and Kafaya Hamdan are mystified about who may have influenced their daughter. According to published accounts of recruited children, Palestinian armed factions have tried to attract youth to be suicide bombers, knowing that they are more likely to slip past Israeli security checks. Nasser Arwartani, the Nablus teenager charged with recruiting children, enlisted no fewer than 7 teenagers for suicide missions. According to his indictment, all but one of the plans were either called off or foiled by the Israelis. They included the highly publicized case of Hussam Abdu, 16, caught at a checkpoint outside Nablus wearing an explosive vest. Israeli soldiers forced Abdu to cut the bomb off with the help of robotic scissors. The widely broadcast scene spread alarm among Palestinian parents. Court documents show that Reem and her two classmates solicited advice on how to execute an attack from a little-known militant cell. Like many Nablus residents, Awad Hamdan views cases like his 18-year-old daughter Reem's as part of an Israeli conspiracy.
I am extremely furious at people who might have recruited my daughter. I even feel that they even might be collaborating with Israel in order to give a picture that we are terrorists. Otherwise, why would they engage children in militant acts?
Israeli Defense Force spokesperson Sharon Feingold calls such conspiracy theories ludicrous. She says the recruitment of children is not an act of collaboration, but desperation.
I suggest that we put these conspiracy theories aside and ask the real and serious question, why are these children being turned into suicide bombers? At the end of the day, you know, who is this hurting?
Reem's mother Kafaya faults the militants and the Palestinian Authority, which she says failed to actively determine who may have influenced her daughter.
The PA should have opened an investigation. The PA should have instructed these people not to exploit young children in these acts. I feel that the PA's role is to direct our young and not allow for our children to be exploited.
Nablus Mayor Hassan Shaker recently resigned, citing rising lawlessness in his city. He says the recruitment of children is just one sign that the Palestinians are living in chaos.
We are losing not only hope, I think we are losing our cause.
A best-selling picture album in novelists about the Palestinian cause has been cited as an example of how children are exploited. The Intifada album contains cards with images that include parading masked militants, children cowering before Israeli soldiers, and mothers weeping at the funerals of their slain sons. Children buy the cards packed in a cardboard Israeli tank to fill the album, trading the images amongst themselves the way American children trade baseball or game cards. Creator and publisher Majid Taher rejects the suggestion that his compendium of photographs from newspapers and TV glorifies violence or incites his young customers to pursue a militant path.
The daily experiences of Palestinians are all full of violence. What the children have in their hand when they buy this album is basically a historical document of their daily experiences.
Reem's parents leaf through the album, shaking their heads.
A child needs a swing, a child needs a toy, a child needs an outing. A child doesn't need pictures like this where violence will breed violence.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.